Chapter 15. The Hidden Communion with God. We quote from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 31. Christ did not send me to baptize hut to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ he emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, hut to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what was weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast of the Lord. Paul was called to drive all those who seek and who turn to him to the summit of development in the emergency order, or in other words, to the existential experience of the divine wisdom, which justifies, sanctifies, and liberates. The glory of the emergency order is the development of soul mankind. For this, a way of the cross, a path of the rose and cross, a purification right through all opposition, is needed, so that the original can be restored. Throughout all times, the servants of the Gnosis have tried to help those who turn to it to reach the summit of development in the emergency order. The path, therefore, is not an extra inhuman, unnatural path, but only the last part of the path which the whole of humanity must follow, on which the true thinking faculty must be born, that must take over the leadership of man's life. But mankind, wandering in the moon phase of the earth epoch, the phase of the desire body, keeps on holding back and becoming submerged in the past. That is why the servants of the Gnosis approach mankind with two means of grace, with two magical means, baptism and the ministration of the gospel. Here one should not think of John's baptism with water, which was purely symbolic, but of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. This baptism means becoming linked with the Gnosis, becoming linked with the aim of the path, with the world of soul mankind. Just imagine that you are standing before the gates of the last phase of the path in the emergency order. You hesitate a great deal. You are in great difficulty. You are entirely imprisoned by the forces of the desire body, which guide you and determine your highest state of consciousness. Now the messengers of the Gnosis come to you, and at your request and with your consent, baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That is, they bring about a link between you and the aim of the path. Then a firm thread stretches between you and the one aim. Can you feel how extraordinarily important this magic bond is? Even with the help of this bond alone, you could finish your path unwaveringly. As a pupil, you have undergone the baptism with the Holy Spirit. The act of the covenant with the living body is such a baptism. However, this bond also means something else. It is also a magnetic line of force which concerns itself with you. In this way, an individual affinity comes about between you and the Gnosis. In mystic language, this is called the hidden communion with God. You can become conscious of it by reacting positively to the ministration of the gospel. What does that mean? It is not a sermon or a speech made every now and then. It is not an explanation of a hidden science, but it directs your attention to the divine wisdom, to the essential nature and aim of divine thinking, to Manas, the thinker. Furthermore, It is a set of directions, a practical manual for following the baptismal thread that is linked with you. So the gospel of grace must be followed, applied, and lived through. Now Paul said to his Corinthians that he was not so much sent to baptize them as to bring the gospel. He did not say this because he was against baptism, but because he wanted their full attention for the second aspect of the ministration of grace. That is the reason why we drew your attention to Paul's words, for you have been baptized and linked with the gnosis. That is why you must now live accordingly and make it true. Now you will have to fulfill the last part of path in the emergency order by accepting all the evangelical consequences, since you have been called so powerfully and were so lovingly chosen. We need not discuss baptism anymore, but we do have to speak about the new life and the new way of living. And it has to be emphatically stated that the way of the gospel seems foolish and absurd to those who live through the desire consciousness, influenced by the difficulties of life. You see, the last part of the path in the emergency order is foolish. Your entire mind, guided by the desire body, sees life and the path in a different way from the gospel. This seeming foolishness is nevertheless the wisdom of God, and it is victory itself. We profoundly hope that you will understand this and will follow the thread of baptism, guided by the gospel of liberation. We hope that you will go soon, steadfastly, before it is too late in this period of time.